Hi, I'm Bran, and I love classic Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like classic Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise classic Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Friday is here at last.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Yes, we are.
You all right?
Yeah. So we're talking about a classic Hallmark Christmas movie today, Christmas List from 2016, another Alicia Witt and John Boy Jelly.
John Boy and Billy?
I don't know. Dave Bonus? Yeah, Dave Bonus. Very excited about it. Guys, can I ask you this? We're coming to a close. We only got one more week left. We got one more week left of Christmas in July.
July, Christmas in July. You got your Christmas tree, you got your figgy pudding, you got a lot of presents, and it's not Christmas time. It's July, Christmas in July.
You lost me.
I didn't hate it. I mainly didn't like what you were doing with your hands. Like, the motions made me feel weird. Yeah. But that's me. That's more me than anybody else.
That's you. I think most people are going to realize that that's the trend sweeping the nation soon.
Third chair auditions.
Oh, hello. It's Flip.
I'm sorry, what?
Flip is here.
Flip, you're Flip. You're
It's Flip.
Okay, Flip.
You gotta really hit that P.
Okay, Flip.
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 You're auditioning
Flip
to...
Flip Sanders. You got it.
The NBA basketball coach is
Flip. That's Flip Saunders. Ah. You never speak of him again.
Hey, Flip.
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 If you don't hit the P hard, I'm out the door softly.
Okay, you're auditioning.
Flip.
You're auditioning to replace Panda?
I think I'd be really good at it. You know why?
Okay, why?
Sizzling takes.
Okay, give me one on...
Christmas trees are beautiful. Okay. I like both colored and white lights.
Okay.
Taste the rainbow.
Okay. Did you watch the movie we asked you?
You know what? Car is awesome.
Yeah.
Anyone that gets you from A to B.
Okay. Hey, Flip.
Hey, you know what my favorite hairstyle is? The one that makes you happy.
Okay.
Flip.
Hey, Flip.
With a hard P.
Did you watch the movie we asked you to watch?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was wonderful. You know what's great about it?
What?
The Christmas.
Right. All right. We'll call you, Flip.
Thank you.
He's actually better.
I got a sig on my beeper. Hit me up.
Okay. All right. We're done with this. We're done.
Beeper?
Yeah, I don't think he's... He's not a bad option.
You know, we can keep looking, though.
I don't know. Keep him in the back.
Third chair auditions.
Hello. My name's Waffle. Waffle Peters.
Hi, Waffle. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you for asking me to come to your lovely show tonight.
Now you're wanting to
come to your lovely show.
Okay. Now you're wanting to audition to replace Panda?
Yes.
Okay. What makes you think that you're qualified to be on a podcast?
Okay, I've listened to at least two of your episodes.
Two?
Two of them.
Okay.
Yep. And both times, right before Panda said something, I said, I bet I could do it better. And so that's why I'm here.
Do you do bits?
Come again?
Give us your best hot dog on a sandwich impression.
Okay. Look at me. Sizzle, sizzle. Now put me on a bun, bad boy.
I don't hate it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm telling you guys, Waffle Peters is going to be the next household name.
I love it. Waffle Peters.
Thank you, Waffle.
Thanks, Waffle. We'll be in touch.
No.
We will not be in touch.
No.
You don't want the job?
No. I don't like it.
We were about to hire you.
I don't like you guys.
Wow, Waffle.
I said it. I don't like your tone. I don't like what you're doing here.
This is a real 180.
No!
Waffle, calm down.
No! I will not. You calm down, I'm out.
Do you think the deal is, Brandon, that he's waffling? Do you think that's the deal?
Is that the deal, Waffle?
That might be the deal. Yeah. Waffle out.
All right. Well, So we're getting
there. Two more good ones there.
Yeah. I like him. I like him. We're doing all right. Guys, you ready to dive into Christmas List?
You betcha.
Christmas List originally aired on November 25th, 2016, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off in 1991 with a little girl being told by her mom to not touch any of the Christmas decorations. The real trees are from the devil, and gingerbread houses are for chumps. The little girl just wants to have a real Christmas. So she makes a list of what she thinks would make up the perfect Christmas. Cut to 25 years later, and we meet Isabel, who is an adult, and she's setting up that gross fake tree that her mom's passed down to her. She comes down, she comes over to help decorate and brings her an old treasure box. Inside is a bunch of kids' stuff, like dolls and blocks, a couple of them, and the old Christmas list. And this sparks an idea. Instead of going to Hawaii with her boyfriend, she books the most perfect Christmassy place that she can find. Her boyfriend is like, that sounds like a thing we can do. Can't go. Might come later. Sorry. So she decides that she's going to go by herself. She checks into the cabin, decorates, and then she goes to find a real Christmas tree. She bumps into a fella that she assumes is married named Gabriel. And he offers to help get the tree to the cabin, and he lingers longer than anyone would be comfortable with. The next day, she tries baking, but the fire department ends up coming, and wouldn't you know it, but Gabriel is a volunteer fireman. So he takes her to the gingerbread house decorating competition, as you do as volunteer fireman, and she loses, but she can check it off the list.
He's the grown-up Christmas list.
He then takes her to a carousel, which apparently she's never seen one before, and helps decorate her tree, and then they fall asleep underneath the tree. Don't ask. The next morning, her mom shows up because she was worried about her, and it's even worse than I thought with this real tree and whatnot. She keeps trying to change stuff, and Isabel's like, this is how I wanted it. She gets called to help with a nutcracker play, because why not? And she can also check that sucker right off her list, seeing the nutcracker. He takes her tubing on the snow and ends up kissing her without her consent. And she's like, whoa, hey, big boy, you can't just kiss a girl. And you know what? For once, I'm with Alicia Witt on this one. Her Christmas list falls out of her pocket, and he lectures her about how that's not how you do Christmas. And she starts crying, and it's like, it's something that I need to do, and runs off into the snow. So she teams up with Who's Jamie?
Are you talking to somebody in like an in-ear yes. monitor that I'm not aware of?
Jamie's the kid.
Jamie's the kid.
So she teams up with Gabriel.
Nice to meet you.
To do Santa and elf pictures with the kids, and she joins his family for a big dinner. And then he gives her a charm bracelet featuring all of the things that are on her Christmas list. So, kind of the best gift ever. But boyfriend Brad is finally at the cabin waiting for her. He awkwardly invites Jamie to join them in the most uncomfortable wine drinking scene of all time. The next night, does hang out with Brad, goes ice skating and whatnot. They go out to dinner, and Brad's basically like, yeah, this town kind of womps. Let's get out of here. Jamie walks in and is like, hey, Brad. Gabriel walks in and is like, Gabriel walks in and Brad is like, hey, Gabriel, your town sucks. And he storms out. She follows him and is like, man, that Brad is wrong for you. And then he kisses her again. This time she doesn't pull away, but she's like, I don't know. And then he drives off. The next day, Brad surprises her with a private jet back to L.A. At the airport, she tells him, you know what? Shove off. She runs back and tells Gabriel that she wants to stay, wants to open up her own shop, and wants to do Christmas with him, and to do Secret Santa with him forever.
Say, Jamie.
Gabriel.
There's one more thing, though, on her Christmas list, boys, and it's a question mark. We know what it is. To kiss a man that she loves.
Christmas sweater.
Under the mistletoe. Different. And so she does it. She checks it off the list. And her and Gabriel live happily ever after. And that, my friends, was Christmas List.
We did it.
So I can tell you what happened. So Jamie is the kid.
Yep.
So Jamie was at the picture time. And I heard that name and I wrote it down and then it was lost forever.
At the picture time.
You would Santa and the elf.
Yeah.
So, Jabriel. Cool. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Jabriel and more here on Deck the Hallmark. We're back, everybody.
Great.
Jamie was not the kid?
Wow.
Who's hey, Jamie?
Gabriel. Say Gabriel.
So who's is Jamie the adult?
Say Jamie. Jamie Gabriel.
Wait, is Jamie the adult? And I was saying Gabriel the whole time?
Just Jamie's girl.
Gabriel is the guy's real name.
Oh, Jamie is the guy's real name. So Gabriel's the kid? Who's Gabriel?
Boy.
Who's Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel's a pretty famous musician.
Oh, Gabriel's the real guy's name?
The real guy?
The actor.
Oh, Gabriel Hogan. Dave Bonus.
Dave Bonus. That's exactly right. Guys, I'm sorry. IMDb is tricky sometimes to figure things
out.
It's
not as tricky as you're making it.
But you know what? The good news is that means I was right the whole time.
Both names got plenty of play.
Both names were correct about who I was talking about. Guys, let's break this movie down. Let's start with a hot take. Panda, let's start with you. Let's see if you can handle it today on a Friday. Can you bring the heat to kick off the weekend? Maybe turn on a barbecue, spark that sucker with your hot take. Let's see it.
All right, here it comes. Guys, I like this movie. The past few Alicia Witt joints have been really solid, and this is a solid movie. It is it's the trope of filling knocking everything off the Christmas list that works for me. And I'm.
You want a second take of that?
Filla?
It's the trope of filling, knocking everything off the list.
Yeah, filling it up, knocking it off.
Crossing things off the Christmas list.
You're filling up that list and knocking them off.
Fill them up, knock them down.
Fill them up, knock them down. Double or nothing.
You said it, Panda. That's why a Flip Sanders third chair would be the third chair that would continue to fill up and knock down.
Thank you, Flip.
Hit me on my beeper.
Notice I went hard on the P.
You did. Because you understand.
Can I give two thumbs up?
I get the feeling Brian doesn't get it.
I get it.
Flip.
I honestly think that Flip, you and Bran are going to go be at odds the whole time.
Flip.
He gets it.
It's like a check
He's
mark.
He's better than this show deserves.
Flip. Okay. Fair. Flip.
Flip.
I got it. You got anything else, Panda, besides filling him up and knocking him down?
She does it the whole movie.
Yeah.
Which is great. Nothing really glaring in this movie. It's pretty airtight. I loved it. Big thumbs up.
You know that it's not airtight, right? Like, please tell me.
Well, there's a few things questionable.
Good. That's all I needed.
There's a few things that are questionable. I mean, the one thing, if I were to critique this gem
of
a
flick, film,
it is that the guys act kind of creepy in this movie.
What? No, these guys?
And,
yes, get out of here.
And I will say that I'm not sure either man is a great pick in this movie. And I would say, if I were to say anything, that maybe Alicia Witt would be better maybe not going for the local hometown guy who just forces a kiss on her. Twice. Yeah, twice. That's not great. But, you know, she fills him up and knocks him down. And that is that.
That one sounded dirty.
So,
that's a game at Fitzy's, if you can believe it. Don't have time for it.
So I'm starting to realize that I am Alicia Witt.
You're witty. You're Witthead.
I like everything about Christmas amazes me. And so like I do feel that. I get that. I resonate with that. Like on a regular basis, Alicia Witt sees things like carousels and is blown
all the way
away. And I love that. I don't think we have enough wonder in life. Yeah. You know what? This is a great movie if somebody's always like, Hallmark movies are the exact same. They always kiss at the end. Show them this one. Because they don't do that. They kiss in the middle, and it is sexual assault.
That's right.
So that's different. We don't give Hallmark enough credit for the passive sexual assault in 2016. They don't get enough credit for it. Not all the movies are the same. I'm saying not all movies are the same. I'm doing a joke here about how not all the movies are the same because there's sexual assault in the middle with the kiss. It's different.
If you listen to the beginning.
Fill him up and knock him down.
So,
classic trope of filling him up, knocking him down.
It's a classic. It's a classic. So, I'm a Christmas at Cartwright's fan over this one, but still enjoy this one plenty. Dan?
I guess Christmas at Cartwright's is better than this because there's no crime in Christmas at Cartwright. So on the scale of crime to no crime played for levity, yes, Christmas at Cartwright's is better. But make no mistake, they're both pretty awful. Not good. A truckload of wait what's amidst the sea of felonies and misdemeanors that we see in the film. A lot of creepy small town behavior, a lot of creepy big city behavior, a lot of people shocked at how things work, that everyone knows how they work. It's a classic 2016 Hallmark movie if I've ever seen one. It's an absolute no for me, but you're not going to want to miss it if you are like Brandon, love Christmas, or are like Panda and like to see fill them up, knock them down. So in that regard, sure, it's a win.
It's time for all the feels. Panda, any feels for you in this one?
Yeah. So Ben, the main bad guy.
Say Gabriel. The main bad guy. You mean the Baxter?
Yeah.
Peter Brad? Benson. Yeah. Brad.
Oh, why did I put Ben?
I don't know. It could be Ben. Say apparently, Brian. I'm 0-for-2 when Brian. It comes to names. So.
Say
Brad.
Say
Brent?
Bad. Say Brad. It's in the middle.
Listen,
just he call him bad.
He gave me straight up angry feels. It's been a while since I've disliked a Baxter this much. He's probably one of the top five worst Baxters.
You know what's great is it's not Ben or Brad.
Is it Brett?
It's Brett.
There you go.
I have it as Brett, but then I have it as Ben down here.
His name's Peter Benson.
Yeah, we know life. Peter.
Man, we crushed this today, guys. Like, it is like 2 feet stick the landing. Like, we've nailed it.
Yeah.
Everyone that was a part of this movie is going to listen and feel as though we did it right.
Listen. Guys, I like the movie, so don't come at me. And Ben, you did a great job. Brett.
Say bad. Say Brett.
Brett.
Say bad.
Brett.
Say Ben.
Brett.
Say bread.
Brett.
Say bread. Like a loaf of bread. Say bread. Bread did a great job.
Bread did a great job. Bread did a great job.
He's in the ear. There's nothing you can do about it.
I know. I can't. If he's in my ear, I have to say.
Bread did do a good job. There's no way around it.
Bread did a great job. Bread, I didn't like bread.
He rose to the occasion.
He rose to the occasion. Yeah. Yeah. Joke on yeast.
Oh, no, you didn't. Sorry. Go. Just keep going.
Sons is in the yeast.
Yeast, girl. Yeast? You like yeast?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeast.
Initially, Witt thought he was sweet, but he was really more sourdough.
It's the yeast he could do.
He's my rye.
There it is.
They learned that he's a rye or die homie.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right, that was my bread joke. Bread.
I love this cabin. I love the decorations. I loved it all. The outside of the cabin was primo. primo. Yeah. Primo.
You're talking about drugs.
And I, well, might as well. I really loved the way, you know, we get lots of bad green screens, but I thought that the tubing scene.
Taking mine now.
Go ahead.
I had feels and I had two, but the main one is the tubing scene. Guys, this is real snow. No green screen that I could see with what I believe is both actual actors, no stunt doubles, really tubing down the side of a mountain. Great. I wanted to go snow tubing after watching this scene.
Say bread.
Bread was amazing. So good. Even in the cold, he did everything he was supposed to do. Yeah. And the tubing scene was great. Like, it was legitimately like, we're going to do this right. There's no green screens in it. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the Wait, What's and What the Hallmark's here on Deck the Hallmark. We're back, everybody. Welcome.
I realize that I have angry feels not at Ben slash Brett slash
Brett.
Brett.
Bad.
But,
Ben. Brett.
Brad.
Brad.
The bad guy. The Baxter.
Brad, we're not doing this again. The Baxter is Brett.
Yeah, the Baxter is
Brett. It's not Brad.
Who's Brad?
I don't think there is a Brad. I think that's the problem.
No, you said Brad.
I know I did. I was wrong.
You said Brad the whole synopsis.
I was wrong again.
There is no Brad. I got the IMDb cast up. There's no Brad in this movie.
There's no Brad.
But so who's the main good guy?
Wait a minute.
What's his name?
His name is Jamie. Jamie. Gabriel in real life. Here's the thing. What if...
Who's on first? Well,
what if we say Brad?
Dude, I've never been more confused about this.
Okay,
movie.
So Gabriel, the actor, is playing Jamie.
Jamie, Gabriel, Brad, Brett.
Peter is playing Brett. There is no, there is no Brad. There is no Brad.
So there's no Brad.
As far as I know, but there is a lot of Brett. So there you go.
Oh, man.
God.
But Gabriel and Jamie are the same person.
Who is Brad?
Oh, boy.
So that's wait. Good. I do it, like, in all seriousness. I'm not trying to. Why did you say Brad? Who was Brad? Because there's Jamie and Gabriel.
Right. No. Jamie and Gabriel are the same person.
Same person.
Right.
Right. So whenever I said Brett. Whenever I said Brad, I meant Brett.
You meant Brad.
I meant Brad.
You know who has it coming on this that needs to? Brett Debbie.
Yeah.
I mean, he lived. He grew up, Brett.
Hey, everybody. My name is Brett Debbie, and you might be asking, do I like bread? Yeah. Give me the bread. Make it saucy. Make it sweet. Cosmic brownie.
How he can still eat a cosmic brownie is beyond me.
Well, he grew up in a house.
Completely
made of.
He's Little Debbie's son.
Yeah.
And the entire
house is
constructed.
Made of Little Debbie's, including the furniture.
The furniture and everything.
Yeah.
Like cosmic brownie, that was the end table. Mm. Every end table.
Do the math. You have any wait what's about Brad or Brett or anyone in between?
First of all, her mom at the start of this as a parent is just a monster. Like
You mean at the start, at the whole of it?
Well, she gets better, right?
When she shows up unannounced to what's supposed to be her and her boyfriend's getaway vacation?
Yeah, that's not great, but I would prefer that than the soul-crushing thing that she does in the very first scene. Hallmark went hard on the villains in this movie, and she, it's just tough. She Googles, what's the most Christmas town possible?
That's right.
Like, best Christmas town. They're equivalent. And the website just popped
up. What
did
you say?
They're equivalent, and it got stuck in the throat.
I thought you said, there's a quasi-villain.
Yeah, it got stuck in my throat.
His name's Brad. His name's Brad.
The quasi-villain is Brad.
Absolutely. She Googles it. The website, town website, pops up. I wish it was that simple where I could type it up.
And it would just boom. It,
the right website
Google
right away.
Google has unequivocally decided for you the number one Christmas town is.
If only there was a some sort of showdown, a Christmas town showdown.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be cool. She And now I'm concerned about this one because I have the name.
You got Brett.
Okay, here we go. So she started dating Brett. And then, like, they've just started dating.
Brad.
It's not.
Ben.
It's Brad.
Say Brad.
It's Brad. Okay. She has just started dating Brad.
Right.
I got it. He's in my ear. Yeah. And she calls an audible.
Sure.
On where they're going to go on a vacation
the
right away.
The day before.
The day before. That is a bold move.
She takes after her mother. That's all I got to say is. But we need to dig into the audible that she calls. It's not just like we were going to go to this town and now we're going to this town.
No, it's a completely different location from hot to freezing cold.
We were going to go to Hawaii. We were going to go to the island of Hawaii.
Yep.
And instead, we're going to go to a cozy, cold Christmas town.
Yep.
The best boyfriend in the world. And if the day before, you're pretty much packed for Hawaii.
Yep.
Your girlfriend of 5 years comes up and says, I scrapped all of the plans for Hawaii.
Yep.
And now we're going to BFE Cold Town. You're going to be pissed off.
Yes.
Because before she does that, Peter Benson's character, Brad, is a nice guy.
Yes.
He and her have good chemistry.
Yes.
And then that, we were going to Hawaii, now we're going to the freezing town.
He does seem to gee a little ticked after that.
He's a little ticked for sure.
He's a little ticked. My final wait, what is this small town really integrates her right into the school system, which without a sort of background check.
Nothing.
And you know how schools are really cool with that.
Yeah, they're so awesome with that.
They're great. I would also just suggest to you that she has fallen in love very quickly with this man, Jamie, a lot more quickly, kissing him after a week and being like, I'm in love with you. That's bold.
Yeah. So she gets the treasure box of things and she opens it up and she sees the Christmas list, which is like, you know, get a Christmas tree,
ice skate, real tree, pick with Santa, you know.
And she says, where did I think of all these things?
It's number one on my list.
One, weird way to say. But two, I don't know. Every Christmas movie of all time, it might be where you got these things.
You thought of the top five answers on the board for Family Feud.
Yeah. Where did I get these things?
Where did I get these things? Oh, the most popular five answers? I wonder.
On the board.
Top five answers on the board.
When she calls up or he calls up, Brad calls up, he's there FaceTiming, and he hears another guy in the cabin. He starts looking around the corner of the FaceTime. Oh, boy, I can see around these corners.
Yep, that's how that
these
works.
These dang corners.
3D, they're, man.
You know what? I wrote down they give out seventh place ribbons at this.
Seventh place ribbons. Do they now?
They give out seventh place ribbons, but then Peter Benson comes in and makes the same joke. So I guess they were wise to us.
I guess you and Brett are on the same page.
Aren't we always? And that's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem that I'm trying to stop. These kids seem to have started a clarinet recorder xylophone band that I would have died to be a part of growing up.
I would have died to hear it.
Guys, you don't have to wait for a private plane. That's the whole point.
Yep.
Is not waiting for a private plane.
That private jet bit is absurd.
You don't have to wait for it.
He says, I booked us a private plane back home. And then he shows her tickets.
Tickets for it?
You don't need tickets for a private
plane.
That's
one of those things. You either have them or you either got it or not.
The biggest bonus of going to a private plane is you don't have to go through security at the airport or sit where everyone else sits. At least I've heard. I've never been on one. But you don't have to do those things.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
My last one is this guy, Gabriel, Jamie. He doesn't really know much about pop culture Christmas, which is fine. But you don't know the song I'll Be Home for Christmas? what? Who are you to possibly tell her that that's not how you do Christmas when you see her list? Shove off.
Yes.
True. Not doing Christmas with I'll be home for Christmas. I'd rather, as she says in this movie at some point, break every bone in my body. Dan?
Yeah, you said it in your synopsis, Bram, but she is more enamored with the carousel that she sees and rides on than my two-year-olds were the first time they saw Bubbles. I've never seen anything like it. She is talking about every part of this carousel like it is the first flying car. I just couldn't get over her awe over something that's been around for centuries. I couldn't do it. It was amazing to me that that happened. The first time she meets Jamie Gabriel,
right,
she says to him, she references, he's with his sister and his niece. And she's like, oh, your wife, they're fighting over the Christmas tree. And he's like, well, I need this tree. You and your wife can find a different one.
Yep.
She says that to him. He doesn't correct her. He doesn't go, that's not my wife. He's just like, whatever. That's my wife. That's weird, right?
That's weird.
That's real weird. You know what else is weird? A gift as intimate and charming as that charm necklace from that guy is weird. That gift, if you've been together for a while and your significant other finds a list from when they were a child and you can create a charm bracelet that has all those things on them, that is a very personal, intimate, home run of a gift. If you've kissed her without consent and known her for 4 days, that gift is Norman Bates level horror movie bad. You cannot give that gift. You can't just be like, I was at the store and it just, oh, I saw it there. No, you had to put that thing together charm by charm, and we all know it. Don't act like you spent 10 seconds on that gift, Jamie Gabriel. You went over there and made sure you found every charm for a girl you met 4 days ago and have kissed against her will. Not okay. Can't do it. She decorates a tree, and the dude looks at the tree and goes, you know what this tree needs? Lights. And she says, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Is this real life? Did this happen? I can't imagine that is an okay. Once again, it's just the number one thing you would do to a Christmas tree is put lights on it. Like, you know. And then Jamie Gabriel's mom, who runs the whatever store, asked her to come over for dinner. And she says, it's nothing fancy. Come on over for dinner. We're just having a little family get together. It's nothing fancier. Cut to that scene with tablecloths, candles, and a full Thanksgiving dinner. Giant turkey. All of the trimmings. It couldn't be more fancy. She basically talked this woman she's known for 3 days into a casual dinner, and she came over to the fanciest of dinners that you could possibly have in the holiday season. It was unfair to her. You know what else is never unfair? Is Folgers, because it's the best part of waking up, and I remember that watching this movie. Look, we have a lot of fun here at Deck the Hallmark, and I'm not here to joke about narcolepsy. It's an actual condition. We met one of our double-deckers who had narcolepsy at Ramadrama. But I think that Alicia Witt may have an undiagnosed case of narcolepsy because she just falls asleep, like, at the drop of a hat.
Gosh,
numerous times in a fully lit, they're like, hey, lay down under this Christmas tree. No pillow, just no blanket.
With lights right in your face.
Your head on the hardwood floor. Now, Alicia Witt is probably, what, 33, 4 when this movie came out? We're all in our 30s. Can you imagine laying down on a hardwood floor with some sort of plant 6 inches from your face?
One of the things that makes me so sad is I have a Christmas tree in my room, and I wish I could sleep with it on, but I can't. Like, I can't fall asleep with the light on, and so I have to turn it off. I wish I could fall asleep under a Christmas tree. Sounds magical. Just isn't happening for me. It's not in the cards. No, the light. I couldn't, with the lights on, I couldn't do it.
What if you did a blackout mask?
Then why would you even do it in the first place?
Why would I do it?
Doofus.
For the smell, maybe?
The smell.
Okay, fine.
You could get a candle.
Well, I wasn't. Well, then I would just. I wasn't thinking about the smell because I have an artificial tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loser.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
That womp womped.
Yeah.
Bread would never.
Bread or Brett or Brad or Ben for that matter. Jamie Gabriel maybe. So I got one more, and I know that Hallmark loves to take a dig at the gluten-free crowd. Like, I love it. And typically, I think it's funny because most people that are gluten-free don't have celiacs or a health condition. They just are doing it because they think it's healthy and it's not healthy. And that's funny to me. I'm sorry. I'm that guy. But in this scene, the way they choose to make fun of a gluten-free person is not only unnecessary, but it doesn't make sense at all. Peter Benson's character, Brad Brett, Debbie, is out to eat at this restaurant, and he says, I'd like a turkey dinner, no skin on the turkey, all veggies, and could they be lightly steamed with no bread and no butter? And then he says, that is unless I don't suppose you have a gluten-free option.
All that is gluten.
Everything he just said is 100% gluten-free. What? He already ordered a gluten-free meal. You don't need to go and ask if they have a gluten-free option. You just ordered one, sport. You just ordered the gluten-free option. Why? Why, Hallmark? Why? That's all I got.
It's time for what the Hallmark special. We wonder what could have been maybe the quarter root of. Panda?
My biggest one is going back to the sled thing, the not sled thing,
tube,
right? So they go on up. They were originally supposed to be going with the kids, and then they broke off. What happened? Because the kids were going up tubing, and then they decide to go tubing. Is this a normal thing that schools do, where they offer tubing after school? Tubing field trip. Like, is that a normal thing for schools? Because I feel I grew up. You know, I was in Michigan, and granted, I was homeschooled for a lot of that. But if I had known that they were offering tubing in Michigan public schools, I think I would have wanted to go back to public school because that sounds awesome.
Mm, sure.
I would have just. I just want to know more about this school.
Yeah. So I want to know if the Hawaii trip was already booked.
Well, they were gonna pay the day before prices for Hawaii.
Did they move it? Was she somehow able to exchange those tickets to this random town? Like, how did all that work? Or is she also going to take a trip to Hawaii at some point with maybe with Brad? Nope. With Gabriel, with JV.
One of them. You got it. Wait for it. With Brad.
Dan?
Yeah. So Peter Benson's character, Brad Brat Ben, turns into an utter monster.
Yes.
But in the first scene that he and Wit have together, not only does he seem like a good guy, but their banter is crackling. Uh-huh. They have what I would consider the best chemistry of the movie.
Yes.
That first scene between Alicia Witt and Peter Benson is a great scene. And I can't believe I'm saying it out loud, but I think I would like to see a Christmas movie with those two as the leads together. I think those two actually would be a really good combo together and maybe provide us with a fun, funny Christmas movie. That's what I want to see. That's my Hallmark.
There you go. I love it, buddy.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm here
now
for that.
You're a big wit head.
Yeah, well, I'm a big wit. I am Alicia Witt.
You're a wit head.
We did that, everybody.
You said I am Alicia
Witt. Yes,
okay.
I am.
You are.
We did that, everybody. Congratulations. A week it's been. What a week it's been. One more week of Christmas in July. And then it's August, and then it's all downhill from there. Until it's not, until it's all uphill, until it's Christmas, and then we do it all over again.
Yep.
But we got a couple months of slogs, but we'll be okay.
We'll make it.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. Until next time, maybe we're the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Noah's name. It's recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.